This is SDPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. The University of Sioux Falls formally inaugurates its 23rd president tomorrow. Brett Bradfield began his duties in February after former President Mark Benedetto retired. Bradfield has worked at the Christian Liberal Arts School for 17 years. He has served as Director of Graduate Programs, Vice President for Professional Studies, and as Provost. He says it's an honor to serve as president at this time in the school's history.
The inauguration is it's an interesting tradition of higher education, kind of on the order of convocation and commencement ceremonies. They are part of a rich tradition of higher education in our university. And so while I'm deeply humbled by all the activities and attention around me becoming president, it was something that's never lost on me is that this is really a celebration of a university that's going to be celebrating its 134th year of existence on September 8th.
Bradfield says today's day of service on the USF campus ties in with the university's mission to serve God and humankind in the world. Students and community members are coming together to assist local nonprofits. The ceremony is set for 10 a.m. Thursday in the Jeschke Fine Arts Center on the USF campus. Officials with the Flandreau Santee Sioux tribe say they will oppose a proposed state gaming rule change. South Dakota's Commission on Gaming is set to discuss removal of a requirement that some electronic wagering businesses bank with a South Dakota firm. Anthony Ryder is the president of the Flandreau Santee Sioux tribe. He says the move would help the owner of Better Racing Incorporated avoid paying about $5 million the tribe says is owed to them. A Charles Mix County jail inmate accused of assaulting a jailer leaving the jail, stealing a car, and taking part in a standoff faces four felony charges. 19-year-old Jubal Grant is charged with escape, simple assault on a correctional officer, burglary, and grand theft. Prosecutors say he stole a car after escaping from the Lake Andes jail in August.